Measures submitted to the voters. School. Bond Measure P. Sausalito Marin City School District General Obligation Bonds. To replace older portable classrooms, construct new and modernize existing classrooms, upgrade libraries, science labs, and support facilities, make essential safety and security improvements, keep schools safe, clean, and well-maintained, repair, construct, acquire classrooms, equipment, sites, and facilities, shall Sausalito Marin City School District's measure authorizing $41,600,000 in bonds at legal rates, levying 3 cents per $100 of assessed value, $2,500,000 annually, while bonds are outstanding, be approved with citizen oversight, audits, no funds for administrators, and all funds spent locally? Bonds yes, bonds no. County Council's impartial analysis of Bond Measure P. This measure was placed on the ballot by the Board of Trustees of the Sausalito Marin City School District, pursuant to Article 13A, 1B3 of the California Constitution. If this measure is approved by 55% of the votes cast, the Sausalito Marin City School District will be authorized to incur bonded indebtedness of up to $41,600,000 with an interest rate not to exceed the limit set by law. Money raised by bond sales may only be used for the purposes and projects stated in the bond project list set forth in Measure P. These purposes and projects include replacement and installation of infrastructure, repair and modernization of outdated classrooms and facilities at all district schools, construction of new educational facilities, and technology improvements. As required by law, Measure P prohibits using bond proceeds for teacher and administrator salaries or other operating expenses. The district estimates the highest projected tax rate necessary to fund the bonds will be 3 cents per $100 of taxable value, $30 per $100,000 of assessed value, while the bonds are outstanding. This estimate is a projection and could go up or down depending on a number of factors, including the timing and amount of bond sales and changes in assessed property values in the district. If all the bonds are sold, the district estimates total debt service, including the principal and interest, will be approximately $77,293,068, and the bonds will raise approximately $2.5 million annually. If the bond issue is authorized, it will commence in fiscal year 2021-22, and the final fiscal year in which it is anticipated that the revenue will be collected is 2049-50. The measure requires annual independent financial audits and the establishment of an independent citizens oversight committee. Signed, Brian E. Washington, Marin County Council. The above statement is an impartial analysis of Bond Measure P. If you desire a copy of this measure, please call the Marin County Elections Department at 415-473-6456, and a copy will be mailed at no cost to you. Tax rate statement for Bond Measure P regarding proposed $41,600,000 Sausalito Marin City School District General Obligation Bonds. An election will be held in the Sausalito Marin City School District, the district, on November 3, 2020. To authorize the sale of up to $41,600,000 in bonds of the district to finance school facilities as described in the measure. If such bonds are authorized and sold, principal and interest on the bonds will be payable only from the proceeds of ad valorem tax levies made upon the taxable property in the district. The following information is provided in compliance with Sections 9400 and 9404 of the Elections Code of the State of California. Such information is based upon the best estimates and projections presently available from official sources, upon experience within the district, and other demonstrable factors. Based upon the foregoing and projections of the district's assessed valuation, the following information is provided. 1. The best estimate of the average annual tax rate which would be required to be levied to fund this bond issue over the entire duration of the bond debt service, based on a projection of assessed valuations available at the time of filing of this statement, is 3 cents per $100 of assessed valuation, or $30 per $100,000 of assessed value. The final fiscal year in which the tax is anticipated to be collected is 2049-50. 2. The best estimate of the highest tax rate which would be required to be levied to fund this bond issue, based on a projection of assessed valuations available at the time of filing of this statement, is 3 cents per $100 of assessed valuation, or $30 per $100,000 of assessed value. It is estimated that such rate would be levied starting in fiscal year 2021-22 and following. 3. The best estimate of the total debt service, including the principal and interest, that would be required to be repaid if all the bonds are issued and sold, is approximately $77,293,068. Voters should note the estimated tax rate is based on the assessed value, not market value, of taxable property on the county's official tax rolls. In addition, taxpayers eligible for a property tax exemption, such as the homeowner's exemption, will be taxed at a lower effective tax rate than described above. Property owners should consult their own property tax bills and tax advisors to determine their property's assessed value and any applicable tax exemptions. The attention of all voters is directed to the fact that the foregoing information is based upon projections and estimates only, which amounts are not maximum amounts and are not binding upon the district. The actual debt service, tax rates, and the years in which they will apply may vary from those used to provide the estimates set forth above due to factors such as variations in the timing of bond sales, the par amount of bonds sold and market interest rates available at the time of each sale, actual assessed valuations over the term of the bonds, and other factors. The date and amount of bonds sold at any given time will be determined by the district based on the need for project funds and other considerations. The actual interest rates at which the bonds will be sold will depend on conditions in the bond market at the time of sale. Actual future assessed valuations will depend upon the amount and value of taxable property within the district as determined by the county assessor in the annual assessment and the equalization process. Signed by Itoko Garcia, Superintendent, Sausalito Marin City School District. Argument in favor of Bond Measure P. The Sausalito Marin City School District's unification process provides a unique opportunity to improve both of our schools under a single unified vision. Measure P makes investments in modern, upgraded, and healthy learning spaces to support our children's success, enable equitable outcomes for all kids, and create active, thriving centers for community life that benefit the whole community. A high-quality education is fundamental to the success of our children as we tackle inequities and build a more just society. This starts by ensuring that all children in our community receive the best education possible. Good schools make a positive impact on our community, raise property values, and provide the academic foundation for our students to succeed in high school, college, and beyond. Measure P provides the investment and funding needed to begin renovating and rebuilding outdated facilities to ensure that all our students have access to 21st century learning environments. Measure P will modernize classrooms at both Nevada Street and Phillips Drive campuses to provide students with learning environments appropriate to their age group and curriculum. Replace outdated portable classrooms at both campuses with modern permanent facilities. Keep classrooms and school buildings safe, healthy, and well-maintained by updating and improving utilities, heating, ventilation, and filtration systems. Provide maker spaces, robotics, video, and visual and performing arts spaces to enhance learning opportunities. Improve classroom facilities at both campuses to provide 21st century classrooms, including the technology, wireless infrastructure, and flexible classroom furniture required. Taxpayer safeguards are in place and require a Citizens Oversight Committee to protect taxpayer funds, annual independent audits on all Measure P expenditures, no money for administrator salaries. Measure P is a critical investment in our community's future. Please join us and vote yes on Measure P so that our students and community do not get left behind. Ida Green, Board President, Sausalito Marin City School District. Berg Holdings, Carlo Berg, Managing Director. Peter Pastrike, Executive Director, San Francisco Symphony, retired. Horizon Community School, Stevie Lee, Director of Equity and Inclusion. Argument against Bond Measure P. No argument against Bond Measure P was filed.